stone, toy heron, jawbone of a deer. They're lovely in a creepy way, she said, but what did they mean? Three objects on a table, a chance still life that had reeled her in from across the room. Honestly, I said, who can say? She counted final breaths for a living, this nurse, this neighbor of mine. Carcinomas per breast, cysts per ovary, birthday cakes per weeping womb. Always getting to the bottom of things. I didn't hand her Breton's surrealist manifesto, didn't pretend I was practicing immersion therapy using artifacts from my busted childhood. Instead, I explained I needed a nice scumble of white to take the scream out of this redwood table. She shook her head no and waited for darker truths. Instead, I handed her each object and improvised. See how the stone fits your hand like a world, then makes you want to break a window with it? She was nodding now. Meanwhile, I said, this heron gets you thinking about angles, flight, mass production. Or maybe nests, she said, nests in a spanky new country where no one will find her clutch of eggs. Sure, I said, why not? As for this broken jaw, I said, we found it half buried in an anthill last Mother's Day. She turned it over and over, then rubbed at it, as if trying to free a trapped genie. So worn out, she said, so bleachy, my fingers itch. Meanwhile, the day darkened into rain. Meanwhile, she rubbed. Meanwhile, bone truths I thought I had a corner on were gathering in her reckless palm. And the jaw tried to bite the room. Who knows how many ghost deer sleeping in each tooth?